No, but he says motherfucker a lot.
That's
but
because of what's written for him.
But I feel like it's catered to his actual person.
Yeah.
Like being,
if it was
racist?
Like, no, it's Samuel L. Jackson. Like, it has nothing to do with racism.
That's exactly what racism is.
No, it's not. If I said it was, he's that's a like, black, if I said it's a black guy, then that would be being racist.
No, that's not being racist. That's just what he is. Samuel Jackson is a black person.
Yeah. But okay. I'm not saying motherfucker suits him because he's black. I'm saying it's
no. That's what he's
Samuel
saying.
Jackson.
The fucking racist over here.
Oh, that's what he's saying. Well, that's not what I'm saying.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying you're saying it. I'm saying that's what he's saying.
See, I missed that part. I missed that.
No, I'm saying that he says motherfucker a lot because he says motherfucker.
And what
a lot.
does that bother you?
No, I don't know. I feel like the well, more
you say no, and then I don't know. That means yes.
No, that means,
I'm to some degree it bothers you.
I feel like each time he says it, it takes away from the value of it.
It's true. The shock is gone.
Yeah, like he says it.
It's like when you're a kid and you say fuck for the first time and then it just becomes part of your language and it holds nothing.
Fuck is literally just a
it holds
word.
Nothing.
I feel like it's the same thing when your parents hear you say it for the first time. Like,
now, that kind of shock is only reserved for the C word.
Cunt?
Yeah, that's true.
No.
Chlamydia.
Camel toe.
Oh.
Okay.
So I use fuck a lot. I think I use fuck more often than I use any other descriptive.
Oh, what do I use as the most descriptive word? Green.
Everything is just green.
Everything is just green to me.
You think you're colorblind, you should get that checked out.
Yeah.
It's probably good.
How would I know if I'm colorblind?
Cause
how would you know?
Tell you.
Yeah.
All colors would look the same. You would not know what a color is.
You'd say
no,
that's
maybe,
green.
Maybe I would know. Maybe think they're just shades of pink.
Exactly, you'd raise your
and
hand.
In my mind, that pink is blue, and it's been blue my whole life. Because somebody says, that's blue, and to me it's Pink Panther pink, and I'm like, that's Pink Panther blue.
What?
Now you've lost me.
Think about it.
No, I'm not going to.
You only say it's blue because somebody told you that color's blue.
Right.
But if you only see in shades of pink, and somebody goes, that color is blue,
then you
to you, that shade will be pink, it's pink, but you're going to say it's blue. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then you'd be seeing
so
different
you do
things as the same color.
No, I said shades. Shades are not the same color.
Yeah, but if you saw something else, you would see, if you saw two different things and somebody said that was blue and that's not blue, you would see both as the same shade.
No, but I would see that as Pink Panther blue and I would see that as Dominican blue because it's brown.
Dominican?
And Dominican's where you go to get a tan.
Only in Dominican.
Oh, that's only where I go.
I'm completely lost now. I don't even have, no, that's just okay. What the fuck are on your socks?
Yeah.
Aliens.
Oh, okay. What are you on your socks? The Union Jack?
Mine is the Union Jack.
Mine is...
Uniting my ankle.
Mine is wool.
Yours is wool.
Mine is not wool. These are cotton.
Cotton.
I believe these are cotton.
Cotton's the best fabric.
Cotton's a very...
I'm telling you right now.
Cotton is the best fabric.
It's true. It breathes. It's relatively inexpensive. It breathes.
Cotton.
Would you say cotton is better than silk?
For most applications, yeah.
What application is cotton not better than silk?
The light.
Handkerchiefs.
Handkerchiefs, yeah.
What were you saying? I'm sorry. You dropped
it. No, I was saying something stupid. That's irrelevant. So.
Well, this is the place to say it. If you have something stupid, this is the place.
Just let it fly.
Anyway, welcome everybody to another episode of the One Lump or Two podcast.
Formal introductions.
Yep.
Always necessary.
Yeah, I'm joined. I'm joined as per usual by Chris and Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's factual.
Yeah, it's very odd that I'm in a room where I'm outnumbered by hat-wearing people.
He's not wearing a hat.
This isn't a hat.
I consider it a hat. Anything that rests on your head
today,
is a hat.
Today,
I don't think I've ever seen you wear a hat before.
I do wear a hat, but then I think it plays too much into. Even for me, it's a bit much.
Today,
I have hats, but I have to select when I wear them.
This isn't a hat.
Because you know what the problem is? I'm not hipster enough.
You don't have to be hipster to wear a fucking
hat.
No,
you don't have to be hipster, but I'm not hipster enough to get away with it.
I put my phone on silent.
That basically implies that you have to be hipster to wear a hat.
Tell me the last time you saw... Okay, firstly, I wouldn't be wearing a cap.
What kind of hat would you wear?
So you know the kind of hat I would wear.
I don't.
So you wear like a fedora? Like
probably something like that. Or
like a Pharrell hat?
A trilby.
A what?
A trilby.
I don't know what that is.
It's another kind of a dog.
Sounds like a fucking koala or
keep
something.
Keep this going while I Google.
What the fuck's a koala?
A koala.
The fuck's a koala?
What?
You mean the koala bear?
Wallaby. Are you thinking of a wallaby?
What's
that's
a...
What he's thinking of.
Sorry, so he just said wallaby in an English accent.
A kangaroo. A marsupial, that's what I meant to say.
What the fuck?
So a trilby is a marsupial.
It sounds like a marsupial.
Well, guess what? It's not a marsupial. It's
a hat.
It's that thing.
Yeah, isn't that on a fedora? What's the difference between a trilby? Is trilby?
It's size. I prefer fedora because it has a wide brim, and I think I look better in a wide brim.
I like that he says it's a... Oh, wait. You like a trilby because it's a wide brim?
No, I prefer my fedora because it's a wide brim.
I was about to say, because the definition of trilby was a narrow brim.
Yeah.
So he said I was about to put his ass on like, last year.
In front of everybody, got to make fun.
Blown your whole ass off right here, boy.
Oh, that'd be nice.
But that's it.
So that's... So then that's why you say that you need to be hipster to wear a hat.
Because that's when the kind
you refer
of hat
you refer to a trilby.
Yeah. See, for example, you see hipsters wearing fedoras. Okay, so you know what I wear on the reg.
No.
Okay, fair.
Now, imagine it with a fedora on. And I'm not sure anybody is prepared to have
it. Is a fedora a detective hat? Like, when I think of Dick Tracy, is that the hat that Dick Tracy wears?
Yeah, but maybe not as
floppy. What are those
floppy
hats that have, like, a little flap on the side here? It's like a normal hat, but it has like a the material overlaps like
the ear.
Yeah, kind of.
And then like the winter hats.
Like the winter hats?
No, not the ones.
What
kind of
hats, Chris?
Here.
Like the winter ones?
No, they're winter.
Every hat worn in winter.
The hats that like it's normal. It's like a tight fitting hat, but like some of the material like sits over to the side.
Oh, you mean like?
Give me another word.
You mean like Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah.
Oh. A deer hunter, I believe it's called. Check it, it's called deer hunter hat, I think is what it's called.
Let's see. A lot of hats here.
The deer hunter either is the name for the hat or for his overcoat. I'm one or the other.
I think it's just called hats.
Is it just called the toupee?
It's called the deer stalker.
No, toupee is hair.
You're talking about the deer stalker.
Deer
right?
stalker, that's
this
it.
This is the one. That's
is that it?
That's the deer stalker hat.
No, not quite.
Okay, well.
That Sorry. Actually is a unique hat, though.
That's the one Sherlock Holmes wore. That's a deer stalker.
See, look, because it has the thing that goes over the ear.
Yeah, like that.
And it can fold up.
See, the thing is, like, I quite like hats as an idea, but I'm...
As an idea. I don't like them as a thing, as
no,
an idea.
No, as a thing, I also like them because I have three or four... You guys must have seen me in a fedora because I wore one of them once.
Never.
Remember when...
We must have seen you because you wore once.
Yeah, no, I wore one solid for a year. Remember when I helped out...
For a year?
Once. Yeah, remember when I... Non-stop, I didn't wash my hair. Now, remember when I helped out with that play? And then I had that situation? You recall?
At dinner?
No, that's with the testicles.
Yeah.
Not with the testicles. I didn't move the hat from my head to my testicles, no.
What situation?
That was your hat that happened. Oh.
Remember that situation?
I think I do remember.
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
This kind of situation?
Potentially. No,
does
that
involve pigs in a blanket?
That's a little bit too on the nose for me, but I'm going to say yes. For that year, I wore a hat.
Is that what they call the... Hold on. Is that what they call the little hors d'oeuvres of hot dogs and, like, the little thing?
Yeah, although I don't think you would find anybody calling those hors d'oeuvres.
I don't know what the fuck they're called.
They would say, ding-dilling-ding-ding, I got some hot dogs wrapped in a Pillsbury Doughboy. That's what they would say.
They say ding-dilling-ding-ding.
Yeah, that's what that... If they don't have their ding-dilling on them, they would have to do it with their mouth, you see. So yeah, so for that winter,
mm-hmm.
winter of discontent, I wore a brown fedora. But the thing is, though, I just wore it with my red jacket and
oh yeah, I remember the year specific outfits.
Yeah, remember the year I bought the red jacket.
I was trying to find that hat.
It was the year I also bought a pair of shoes.
No dice.
Oh, did you wear underwear this year?
So for that year, I wore it. Or I do wear a hat when I'm not wearing this.
I like that he continues as if we know.
So you wear a fedora when you're not wearing this specific outfit?
No, when I'm not... This actually, I might wear it because it's just not formal enough that I can get away with the hat.
It's not formal enough because it's disheveled, it looks like.
Yeah, but see, then that's why the hat works. These pants I actually changed into. These are not my work pants.
So these have gotten a couple uses that they moved down the scale towards.
No, these were bought specifically as
not work pants.
Oh, you bought them lower on the tier list.
Yeah, these were never going to see full formal use.
Yeah, those were never going to see top of the line.
Yeah,
I've
actually not progressed to another level of formality, where my suits don't even have belts anymore. I wear suspenders now, 100%.
Wow,
really?
My pants look like they're floating on me.
But I feel like that's
I feel like he looks like Doug Dimmel.
But I feel like this the belt has an element of...
Let me tell you something.
Especially if it's like a brown belt and you're wearing... Because it stands out.
But let me tell you something, though. If you want to look...
Oh, Doug Dimmel actually doesn't have suspenders.
I personally have progressive suspenders. But you see, I also wear a vest that as part of my full formal wear now. So the vest does cover...
Because it's very important.
Just in case I get, you know, shot with a spring roll or something.
Yeah. Or a testicle starts coming out.
Kevlar
let's face it, it's a Kevlar vest, not a Kevlar nightgown.
It's a Kevlar jockstrap.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
That would protect the goods.
Let's protect the only thing that matters.
See, that's the thing, though. Like, I've never gotten into vest wearing.
The thing is, you have to find somebody who's progressed maybe over the last, since Summer of My Discontent, the Winter of My Discontent, more into vests. But I think you have to find the right vest, or you don't look like a waiter. Because that's always the problem.
Every time I wore a vest, I look like a waiter.
Yeah.
I have waiters.
But Chris Franklin, whenever he puts on formal wear, he looks like a waiter.
Because it's so unbecoming.
It's not you, though. It's weird. You can tell when somebody is in, you can tell when somebody's in clothes that are making them feel uncomfortable. Not like in a, like physically uncomfortable.
Right.
Like they,
out of the norm.
You could see it on their face. That,
I don't wear this often.
That's yeah.
Me. That's factual.
That, I was hoping never to wear this again. Look on their face.
See, like, I don't mind wearing...
I primarily get it with middle-aged men at funerals and weddings.
Mm. When is that a very suit? Specific...
That's a when very specific suit, sub-genre
when that, when, that, when that suit comes out of the closet smelling of mothballs that they that they wear for the only two occasions.
Right. No, but I prefer dress pants over, like, I don't mind dress pants. They're cool. They're fine. They're acceptable.
But you see, I look the same though in like that. If I were to walk into your house like that,
no, I would be disturbed.
You would think something. You would call social services. You would wonder what's
Just like if I showed up today in a full on suit,
yeah,
not even a suit,
dress
pants, nice shirt on, not even a dress pants.
One of Chris's
shirt.
Best t-shirts.
Yeah, you'd be like, wait.
Yeah, you see. But you see, I don't know any other way to dress, you see.
Chris has the same tier list for his t-shirts that you do for your pants.
For my, my shirts?
That's factual.
I do have a tier list. I don't know how many levels are on that tier now.
Like,
I have strictly home use.
Right.
Then I have home slash out use.
Right.
Then I have just out use.
Right.
Then I have semi-formal use.
Uh-huh. Yeah, formal
then use. I have full formal use. So full formal is always matching the jacket.
Okay.
So it's full suit. That's
so
full
wait,
formal.
So can any pair of pants be full formal as long as it matches
your
jacket?
No. So for me, if the pants don't match the jacket, which is my normal look, that's like semi-formal.
Right.
Actually, sorry, semi-formal. Then one step just below semi-formal, so like semi-semi-formal, so like quarter boner, is half chinos. Half, no, not a half chub, quarter chub.
This is like when you just get a tingly, you know?
A chublet.
That's a chicklet.
Chublet light.
You guys remember chicklets?
Whatever happened
those
to them?
Little candies? I don't remember. I don't know.
Whatever happened to Juicy Fruit?
Juicy Fruit's still a thing.
I know, but it's not.
But they're not the same.
The taste is kind of moving anymore.
They're little, they're like XLs now.
Is that what they are now?
What were they before?
They used to be like little strips, like five gum.
Yeah, remember they, used to be like old fashioned, bubble gum they used to be.
No,
but they used to come wrapped, like individually is what I mean by old fashioned.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how old fashioned gum was. It was individually wrapped.
Okay.
But it wasn't that good.
No, I never particularly liked it either. My favorite was the XL Cinnamon one, Fire.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one too.
I
like the Spearmint one too.
Yeah, that's
not the peppermint.
Which one's the Spearmint one? The green one?
Yeah, that's the one I'm currently chewing. I was gonna say digestion, but I'm absolutely.
I don't chew much gum these days.
I ain't either, to be honest.
No.
You guys are growing up. Look at you.
The older
you get, the more gummy you chew.
So, for example, when did you start drinking coffee?
Never.
I started drinking coffee when I was young, when I was at my nun's house.
Yeah, I've drank coffee my whole life. Once, you might have been there, we went to a coffee place now closed, named after traditional Thanksgiving fruit
Cornucopia?
Side dish. What's something you have? I've never had it because I'm not particularly fond of
cranberry.
Well done. So
I don't like that either, actually.
No, that was the name of the coffee place, I don't know if you recall.
I've never been there.
And I met some people there. What do you do when you're at a red light?
Stop.
No. What do you do at the red light? What are you doing?
Waiting.
So I was there with him, and he never had had a coffee before.
Okay.
So he never had a coffee before, so...
Did you know him when he was, like, seven?
No, this was two winters before the Winter of My Discontent.
Wow, everything comes back to the winter of discontent.
It's a milestone.
That's
a moment in the sand. You know those Canadian moments in history?
Yes. Yeah.
Like if you're watching CBC, the winter of discontent.
Yeah. So no, not 2 summers, one and a half winters before. So I asked him, "Oh, do you want a coffee?" He said, "Yeah." Now, I don't know if he was just intimidated by me or I misheard the answer.
Was this very early on in knowing each other?
No, this was post...
humus.
Stress disorder.
No, this was post humus.
Is that when somebody's dead?
Post...
is that what that means?
No, this was post...
pre-humus.
This was pre-hummus.
Post Malone.
Yeah, this was after I had finished secondary school.
Why did you call it secondary school?
Because in my mind I was trying to figure out what do you say if it's pre-post secondary school, but then
why
it's
didn't
secondary
you say high school.
I don't know why, because it's a podcast. I try to add some frills, some zhuzh.
Because no zhuzh yet.
I like that little bit of my zhuzh.
Again with the zhuzh.
So I don't know if I misheard him. You suffer damage? No, you good?
No, I'm good.
So I don't know if I misheard him or he was just intimidated by the whole situation. So I ordered the coffee. It was actually a latte, if I recall correctly. And it just arrived. He had just arrived. No, I was finishing to go. And we all decided... No. It just arrived, the coffee.
No, you said he just arrived, yeah. I just arrived, finishing to go.
Sorry. He just arrived, and the coffee
Why
arrived.
Are you going if everything's because arriving?
I just remember me leaving. No, not everything, just this coffee. I mean everything. I didn't say everything, just this coffee.
You named four different things that were arriving.
So, because all I know is he got up... And he had the latte was piping hot. I could just see this thing. He had it in one go. As I was leaving. The whole latte. Now, I was shocked by this because I've never known anybody who could drink anything boiling. I don't know if it was a flamingo or something. And then I asked him, I said, is this your, like, do you drink, what the fuck was that? He goes, oh, I never had coffee before. I'm like, really? You're 18 years old. You've gone your whole life. That's almost impossible. I mean, I'm 40, I haven't had sex, so what do I know?
When I was younger, I used to drink coffee really fast. And now you just sip on it.
But what's really fast? Like, was it hot?
I like it, not...
Or did
like,
you, or had your tongue's sense of temperature not developed?
No, like, I would drink it as fast as the temperature would allow me to. Whereas, if I was having a coffee with my grandparents, I'd be finished the coffee and they'd just be having, like, two sips.
But the thing is with coffee and tea... There is a certain temperature band in which it's at its best. You know, and I try my hardest to finish it within that. Within
there are
that
devices, band. Like people have devoted technology to creating the perfect mug that keeps it at that
See,
temperature.
See, those people
have too much time on their fucking
No, it's
hands.
The problem with human society. Dedicate your time to, I don't know, human hunger. Not keeping my latte warm for an extra 3 minutes.
It has like fucking Wi-Fi. There's an app that you can monitor from your phone.
You fucking tow your car out with it.
It's like a fucking stupid shit. Mm. People are dumb.
Yeah, like part of me admires people because they have that much dedication to something that I particularly don't have. My dedication runs in spans. So let's say I'm particularly dedicated to something for, I don't know, name it a period of time. Winter of discontent.
Yeah.
Then, did you? Were you?
Yeah, I
was. I'm like, I don't know if they're going to catch you.
The only period
this.
Of time for sure. Today's discussion.
And then, like, so that leaves like my main focus, and then I go do something else, and I go, then I return to it. I'm not the kind of person to sit down and be like, I'm not gonna do anything else till I solve this. That's not how I work, particularly.
Okay, thanks.
I'm not sure how to respond to that.
You don't have to. Just me.
Okay. I mean. Yes.
If that's really the statement that ends this podcast. No,
and that's it. Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
I'm just, I don't know where, okay.
Mm. Anyway.
So wait, do you consider hoodies a hat?
I don't consider it a hat.
Cause you were, that's what you were
saying. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna consider it a headdress.
That's fine. I'll accept that. But
see, because, but what do you call it?
A hoodie.
A hood. I don't even say
Or do you
hoodie,
call it a gateway
hood.
Drug for the Ku Klux Klan?
I say the whole apparel
the whole
is a hoodie.
Right.
Yeah.
The device on his head
so then,
is
that a
hoodie.
Pocket?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a pocket shouldn't have a hole.
How else do you get into the pocket?
See, like, from this one sweater?
let me show you how I get it from the bottom of my pants.
This sweater, it doesn't have pockets, but I wish it did. Do you ever have pants that don't have pockets and you don't know what to do with yourself?
No, I once had that.
I have shorts because
Yeah, shorts, yeah. Particularly experiencing that with shorts sucks.
Speaking of shorts. Uh-huh. And you're a part-time lifeguarder.
Right.
What is the correct etiquette for shrimping?
Shrimp water.
Swimming trunks. Is it underwear or no underwear?
Okay, here's the thing. I go boxers and then my
swim. I do that too. But
because I always thought you weren't supposed to do that.
No, a lot of people don't.
It's not the boxers that you were wearing before you
No, exactly. It's a separate...
Oh, you guys wear a totally different pair of boxers?
Yeah. Yes. Because then what do you change into afterward?
Fucking bonobo over here.
Oh, it's been a long time since I've gone to a public pool.
So, yeah. But the reason I do that is because I used to, as a child, not do that. Then I had a traumatic experience where we were doing front dives.
Oh.
His pig was no longer in a blanket.
Caught a little tailwind and then...
Not a little tailwind, little undercurrent.
But see, no, I do that because two things.
How many?
He's a fucking kindergartner just learning how many.
It depends on...
This is the first thing.
It depends on the type of bathing suit, if it has a mesh or not, and if it has
But don't they all have mesh?
No. It depends if it has a mesh or not, and it depends if it has Velcro to open it up at the front. Some of them just have, it's just waisted, it's right. just on your waist and you tie it. Others have the thing where you open it up, it has a Velcro piece.
So, but what exactly is the Velcro for? Because you don't have to pee in
it. I don't know. I really don't know. Because the material, the bathing suit that I have, the trunks, they have that Velcro piece and it's not as stretchy a material, it's more like a canvas.
More canvas kind of thing.
So I wear my boxers underneath that.
When I remember going to the pool, this is 8 summers before the summer of my discontent.
Eight summers, a long while ago.
The last time I probably went to a public pool, it could be 2008. 2008, maybe even 2007. When did Obama get elected?
I think eight.
Maybe somewhere around there.
That was the celebration.
I remember everybody wearing Obama trunks.
The latest craze.
Went at that time, no underwear. Right. Just meshed swimming trunks.
Right, mesh to the cojones.
I would feel comfortable wearing mesh swimming trunks, but then again, the Velcro, without boxers.
That's got out very slowly from the pool to not have the weight of the H2O reveal myself.
Would you?
Actually, frankly, I would have preferred it then because I was more proportional.
How do you feel about a Speedo in a pool?
I mean,
just floating?
Yeah, just
that. That I'm very much against.
That because it asks questions like,
yeah.
Who's Speedo? What happens?
What happened? Where are his testicles now?
Where is he now?
Yeah.
Or is she?
Those are some very really good questions.
What if you wear Speedo? Yeah. It's just, you know.
Call the Speedette.
I would have also accepted Speeda.
Speeda, yeah.
But no, I've never worn a Speedo myself.
Me neither.
See, no.
I don't think if you've ever worn.
I'd be the type, but no.
No, I wouldn't think that.
I don't think I've ever even worn.
Absolutely would not.
Like underwear of that nature. Like I probably did when I was a kid, but like I've always worn
like tiny whiteies.
Yeah, like
no boxers, the tight ones.
Huh?
Like the tight boxers, tight fitting boxers.
Either those or the loose ones. So either wear boxers or briefs.
See, I can only wear tight fitting boxers. The weird thing about my legs is that from the waist down, I do not look obese. So my legs are actually quite nice, but the problem is, because I'm a large guy, and I tend to do more running than before.
Right.
I have large legs.
Right.
So I have to wear some kind of anti-chafe protection. So my boxers are the longer, tight-fitting ones.
Right.
Okay.
Because I am not blessed with a thigh gap. I am blessed very much with a thigh closure.
Can a guy have a thigh gap?
Maybe not a thigh gap, but most men don't have touching thighs, as far as I'm aware. Or the average male model.
They don't have touching thighs?
For example, when you stand up, do your thighs touch?
I haven't really noticed.
Well, let's do it right now. It's not that hard to notice.
Fuck it, I don't want to stand up now.
This is not a matter of science
here. Yeah, this is not... Sorry, Chris, would you mind demonstrating?
I'm also
not. No. Okay, well, I guess I posted into that topic.
Thigh gaps. Check.
Thigh gaps. Done.
What's next on this? Okay. What are your opinions on composition notebooks?
What's a composition
notebook? You mean like something you write a song?
Have you ever realized that...
He's taking it somewhere.
Here whoa! Go. Segue.
I was thinking about this the other day. Sometimes I think about stuff.
Which day were you? In terms of relation to Winters of Discontent, where were you?
This would have been 368 days after the Winters of Discontent.
Okay. Post-discontent.
Okay, so I was thinking post-disc. About...
I just have to say, sorry, for a second, I'm wondering... Is this the first podcast we've actually mentioned other people?
No.
I don't know.
I don't keep track.
We haven't directly mentioned other people. We've referenced people.
I'm just curious. Anyway, go ahead.
Reference, yeah.
Next.
So I was thinking about garbage bags. And I was thinking about how...
Which kind?
Any. I was thinking about how crazy it is you go to the store to buy something that you throw in the garbage.
Yes, but then again, you can say that about everything.
That is true.
No, but...
You buy your apple with your...
Purpose?
Hang on. Well, you buy your watermelon with the rind on it. You buy it to throw it away, let's be honest.
But the sole purpose of buying a garbage
bag is to put
it in
the garbage. You buy your steak with that little piece of gristle you're going to throw away.
And I was telling this to a friend. And
I keep going.
They said the same thing about toilet paper, so I was like, I guess so.
Yeah, but...
No, but toilet paper is more of a purpose.
Yeah, that's...
And that's what I said. That was my argument. At least with toilet paper, it serves some purpose before you
throw
it
in the garbage. But on that front, I blame the bureaucracy. Because the only reason you buy a garbage bag now is because you have to show that you have a clear garbage bag. So the garbage man can see your garbage to make sure that you're proper recycling, otherwise they don't
take it.
Doesn't
have to be clear.
Yeah, it does.
The ones in our house were never clear. We never have clear garbage bags.
In your recycling?
Oh.
Oh, and the recycling has to be
Well,
clear. We don't put garbage bags in our recycling.
Garbage is a different story than recycling.
Yeah, well we were saying...
But everything you buy you're gonna throw... Think about that, name of sponsor here,
but
can.
But the point of
that,
the can
you throw
was
away.
To hold the beverage. And it just so happens that at the end of it...
So are you going to carry out each piece of individual garbage to your garbage, every little piece that you have to throw out in your day?
Yeah, I guess.
See, before people used to use the grocery bags until they started charging you for those fuckers.
Yeah, but before also, and I... People used to throw garbage out without a garbage bag, like in the... Like the recycling bin used to be... Like, some people's recycling bin is disgusting because they just fucking throw their recycling
Yeah,
in.
But then again, really, what do you care if it's disgusting or not? You're not fucking
That's
living
what
in
I mean.
There. Right? For example, I do know the process of garbage, but I don't know to what extent because try to name me something genuinely that is not recyclable. Really think about it.
Recyclable, in the term that we use it, it means like breaking it down and then like fashioning
so
into something new.
So tell me what you can.
However,
tell me what's not possible. What that's not possible. What item is there in that you dispose of that's not recyclable?
I don't fucking know.
That's why I got upset here because speaking of fun, it's funny you bring it up because I just had this incident here at the house. So I have to buy garbage bags. We're six people, so it's a lot of garbage in a day, right? So when I went to go buy the garbage bags, we've also been using the clear ones for the recycling for years now. Then I'm like, fuck, you know what? The normal garbage bags, the black ones, the generic, are considerably less. And what's the difference? We only put recycling in there anyway. So 3 weeks go by, because we've never had a problem with the garbage here. They take everything. But we're also fairly diligent in making sure what goes where.
Right.
3-4 weeks go by. I wake up one morning, because I'd like to put out the evening before. I wake up one morning, the garbage bins that were previously on the curb are now on the driveway with a letter from the city saying that they won't take them because the black garbage bags are not recyclable. Now, I went inside and checked the box, and they said made from 80% recycled material.
See, the 20%.
So
I think the issue comes down
to... And then, you know what the funny thing is? I put them back on the curb, they took them anyway.
I think the issue comes down to them wanting to be able to see what's inside.
If I put a plastic ice cream container in there, closed, with 4 liters of my solidified shit... Are they gonna know? No fucking way. Okay? They're not gonna know at all.
You also measured solids in liters.
Yeah, I'm gonna fill up all the whole space. The entire volume of ice cream. But what I'm saying is really think about it. Besides, like, I really struggle to figure out what you throw out, even in your garbage, that is not recyclable. Tell me. What even household renovation materials are not recyclable?
Asbestos.
But I don't know if that's true.
But even besides asbestos, I'm just saying
asbestos, because that's all I can add to this conversation at the moment.
No, really. Like, I'm not trying to be funny. This is what gets me upset, because... And I'm sure there are more intelligent people with me who have come up with the reasons why, for very solid scientific reasons. But I, as an average idiot, I mean, I'm average, I'm not a really smart idiot, I'm just an average one, right, can't figure out what is now recyclable.
I guess you could look it up.
So 100% of your food waste, let's put it like this, 100% of your food waste,
right,
is decompostable.
I didn't like how he said that word.
Decompostable.
He doesn't like it.
I know it too. I was trying to.
He doesn't like it either.
I know.
Now you have to stop because that's like an asshole.
I have to rephrase the sentence.
Ten hilarious.
Do you remember as a kid? Did you ever read the
Decompostable? There you go. That's it, right? No.
No. You said it the exact same way.
Decomposable?
But I'm gonna ignore you. Do you remember doing the rosary on the radio?
Yeah.
As a child.
Oh god.
Did you guys do that too?
Well, my grandmother was very religious.
No, but we did it with our school.
Yeah.
Like, they used to come every month.
No, our school couldn't afford a radio.
We just
did the rosary ourselves.
No, we did it. We were the ones doing it as children.
And then they just aired us doing it on the radio.
Oh, that's actually kind of creepy.
I don't know.
They couldn't just record it?
Why is that creepy? Like everybody around, like, the...
Sorry, but how do we get from there to recycling? Okay, I said Hail Mary. Oh.
And that's why this.
But name me something you throw. Name it to me.
You throw garbage bags.
Apparently, those aren't recyclable.
Plastic. They're recyclable. Next.
And paper. Okay, paper. You throw paper on a regular basis.
Paper you can actually decompose as well.
But my issue is when something gets recycled.
Yep.
And it gets put in the recycling bin. You put paper and you put plastic in the recycling bin.
Yeah. Correct? So somebody has to sort it.
But do they?
That's the thing. That's my other thing. Why don't they just? The people are out of work. Pay people to physically, so you know how much garbage there is and how much of it is actually probably recyclable?
But you just said everything is recyclable, so.
No, but what I'm saying is in terms of the food scraps that are also thrown out with recyclables. It has to be all recyclable because I cannot figure out one thing that is not recyclable.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. So somebody has to be sorting it in order for paper, I would imagine, is recycled to create more paper.
I would hope so.
Right. So in order for, if I throw paper out with plastic, somebody has to sort that to extract all the paper from the plastic so that the paper can be used to make paper.
Exactly.
But nobody does that, I feel like.
Well, one...
At some places, though, you do, like, the person...
That's how it used to be. You used to have a great bin in Toronto.
Yeah,
They used to be for paper. And they had another one for plastic. That's it, and that's how they did it.
And most public locations have, like, this is for paper, this is for plastic. Yeah. But again...
But even, like, when you go to public location, it says, recycling paper and garbage. What the fuck was in the garbage? What the fuck was in the garbage?
Whatever doesn't fall under paper or recycling.
Which is what?
Don't fucking look at me. I'm not the guy who makes the
and my,
if I go in also, there to throw 100 liters of oil, like, I don't know.
And with regards to, cause here we have compost now, right?
Yeah. Well, the green bin.
Which is relatively new.
Yes.
Like,
but
what,
that
five,
to me,
ten
that
years
to me,
maybe?
that to me, is our greatest asset. Because if you think about how much food you throw away, even if you try to eat everything, think about really how much you throw away. It's actually pathetic.
Yeah.
Frankly, there should be a farm somewhere growing organically because of how much food we throw away.
But my question was with regards to that bin. It accepts foods, but you're also throwing
the plastic, quote, unquote, in there. So somebody has to open up the bag.
Organic material.
Somebody has to open up the bag.
Like, you can throw diapers in there and you throw...
See, the diaper, I don't know whether that's 100% biodegradable. That's what I was looking for. In the sense of the actual, what it's made from.
And you also think you can throw tissues in there too.
See, here's the thing. We have also this phobia of certain things that are not normal. And I was reminded of this when the Impractical Jokers had a punishment where Sal has to drink the titty milk.
That was fucking disgusting.
But why is it disgusting? You think about how disgusting it is. You're drinking the milk from another animal, but you have to drink it from your own species. It's disgusting. Think about it properly for a moment.
It's one of those things where...
Breast milk, you made my day. See, if you watched... That's how I know you didn't watch the Chappelle Show DVDs, because you would have understood that reference. Where the fuck are my Chappelle Show DVDs?
They're on my shelf.
But that becomes... That comes down to a matter of mind.
No, that's just socially accepted that's what we do.
You think about it...
But
and
really,
you think about
what's the difference?
Fucking gross that is, and then you can't do it.
What?
Drinking breast milk.
What's it? You drink it from a cow's titty. What's the difference?
Because it's been like pasteurized.
But pasteurized is just boiling. You can boil titty milk.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. You can boil fucking water.
Yes, you
that
can.
That was quite literally, I think, the first thing ever was boiled.
Boil a fucking
but what, so, bag so, of so what I'm saying cheese. Is, if I said, oh, here is, I don't know, kangaroo's milk, you wouldn't drink it. Why? Because you're not used to it.
Yeah, that's true.
So what's the difference, titty milk or not? I'm not saying I would drink it, I'm just letting you know.
I'd imagine that at some point everything was, like, who was the first person to fucking drink milk from a fucking cow tit?
But that's what I'm saying. And you think it's weird that we're drinking breast milk? Who was the first person to eat an oyster? Imagine that. Not only do you have to fucking open the thing, then realize, here's this snot-looking thing in there. Let me put a little bit of salt and eat it.
Let's eat it.
Yeah. I think it was fucking people starving. Yeah, is what it is.
Must have been fucking hungry.
Someone was very hungry.
Right?
What's another or even a fucking durian. You fucking open shit up and it smells like fucking asshole.
First of all, you don't have to open it up.
But not even that. Like, so all the food that is good and people know now are basically poverty foods because poor people had to figure out a way to make the shitty stuff from the animal or from the farm taste good. For example, the potato.
I fucking love potatoes.
Okay. No, I love potatoes too, but just imagine. So, anyway, just imagine the first guy who somehow made cheese. Somehow. Try to figure out how he did that. Or she. Could be a she. Could be a he-she. Could be a she-he. 2007, who knows?
2007.
10 years before the year.
Could be 2017 billion years ago.
Yeah, but like,
just think about all the foods that are
buddy fucking walking around.
Any kind
a cow.
Of cured shit, any kind of cured stuff.
Yeah,
let me put salt in it and let it just rot enough so it's tasty, and then eat it.
But that's interesting too because if you don't wait long enough and you eat it, you can get sick.
Yeah.
So yeah. Probably a lot of people did get sick and probably.
Well, this is the thing, and. I don't give credit to my mother much for saying anything intelligent, but once she did, and
once,
it's true.
Once she did.
And she said, well, this is many things intelligent, just in case you ever listen back to this. Unlikely.
Very unlikely.
Is that the older generation from which we descend, let's say your parents, our parents, not so much our parents, they were our grandparents, were the first real...
My parents are the only ones separate from this.
No.
It's my parents, and then you guys were our parents.
No. I was thinking about that. It's probably all my grandparents probably to be that gen. I don't even think our parents at all. But we're the first proper environmentalists because they let nothing go to waste. Whenever they killed anything or whenever they ate anything.
Yeah.
So we've actually lost that in like 60 years. A perfect... Because I was thinking about this long and hard. Not so much long, more hard. That's my philosophy. Is that... The only reason a poor person had a pig or chickens was not because they wanted meat, was because they didn't want their food scraps, the shit that they threw away, to go to waste. So how do you not make that go to waste and give you more food is you feed it to something else.
And then you eat that thing.
And then you eat that thing, and then that thing feeds you, and then the cycle. So it's a perfect kind of, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah.
But now though, we don't do that. Now you go to the store, you buy whatever piece of meat, you never know what animal it comes from, or how the animal was treated, or whatever. And then you eat it, and you're totally removed from, one, all the waste now, and two, the actual physicality that goes into killing something. When you think about it.
But yeah, you're saying you want to be exposed to that?
Can I be, admissions in life. I've told very few people this, so now
no, you're gonna tell
the 3.5 people listening to this will know.
Sheesh.
That I've always felt as a meat eater, of which I eat a lot of it in many forms, I should have the balls, for lack of a better word, to kill an animal myself. Because I just think you should.
If you're eating it.
No, well you should have the balls to do it.
If you're eating it.
Yeah.
I guess that's fair.
Or, if you're one of those vegans who also wears leather, you can go shut the fuck up right now, because you're a fucking hypocrite. Fucking drives me nuts. It's fucking... Oh, I need some quinoa because I'm a vegan, but also take a look at my $300 leather Birkenstocks. Fucking bastards.
I think he touched his own nerve, because none of us have said shit.
No, I'm just saying.
He's here touching his own nerve.
I'm just saying, it gets to me. It gets to me, that kind of...
That
kind of showing you I'm better than you. Because, one, it costs money to be a vegetarian, sometimes.
A lot of times, I suppose.
So, not only do I have a better morality than you, better ethics than you, but I also have more money. It's a nice way of giving a nice double stab.
It's like the stab and the twist.
And not everybody's like that, I have to say. There are the exceptions, of which I do know. But being
a vegetarian is, it's not only tough, but it is expensive. Like, it's tough in the sense that you have to mix foods and have a knowledge of the nutritional value of all the foods.
But it's not just that. You know what it gets to me? Sorry to interrupt, but this is where is that it's a luxury. Because if you're trying to get back to this whole ancient, I was about to say neopathic, that's not a word, Neanderthal kind of lifestyle or caveman diet, right? You can't say, oh, I need a mango in the middle of February because, one, they don't fucking grow here, and two, you're going to go have a fucking turnip or something from fucking August that's been sitting in somebody's cellar for a fucking 6 months. So it is a luxury. You can't, like, and I always laugh at my mother when it's like, so it's, you know, Christmas time, Christians tend to eat fish on New Year's Eve. And she's complaining because of the price of lemons. I'm like, it's December and you want to buy a lemon. Firstly, you're in a place that doesn't grow them at all. Okay. Like, just think for half a second what you eat in a year when you're like, oh, you know, I really fucking love a tomato salad in the middle of January, 6 feet of snow outside. You're like, oh, I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to buy some tomatoes that have come 8,000 miles. And then I'm going to complain because they're 50 cents more than they were 6 months. Well, yeah, no fucking shit.
Yeah.
For example, your parents have gardens in the back where they grow some vegetables. So do I here. When I think about at the end of the year what it would take for me to make enough vegetables for me to eat for a year, just think about the space that's required, the amount of labor that's required.
You wouldn't even be able to do it here.
I mean, no, but I'm just saying, in general, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I eat a head of lettuce a day. Do you know how much is involved in growing one head of lettuce?
First of all, that's a lot of lettuce.
No, not really. You know, it's not really. One romaine, that's not that much.
It's a romaine.
No, but I'm just saying.
Romaine
is fucking cheapest lettuce in the world.
I don't fucking know my lettuce.
No, but I'm just saying, like, think about all that's involved. Think about your father makes bread, I make bread.
Right.
Imagine if you have to have a field to grow the wheat. Do you know what's involved in growing wheat? Growing fucking grain?
To be honest, I don't. So this is
although different. if you ever have the opportunity to go see a field of wheat, go see it because it's one of the most unbelievable sights. It's true.
Today's travel recommendation.
No,
Saskatchewan.
No, not Saskatchewan. Don't fucking go there just for wheat. Because I was at somebody's farm. I don't know when it was. Maybe the beginning of July, end of July. And so they have one huge field. They have a huge piece of property anyway. So one huge field, everything is corn. It's just unbelievable to see. Because that's when you realize how much is involved in actually feeding the world.
Right.
How much physical space is involved. This is just a little farm. And then you see the wheat and it's unbelievable with the color and then it's fascinating.
I feel like you should be a farmer.
You know, my hobbies are so vast.
No.
My liking, what I enjoy doing is so vast. That I don't know if I could, I don't know if I'll ever be happy.
Well, that was depressing.
It's true though, but it's true because it's, my hobbies are diametrically opposed to one another. So they don't normally fit. You can't say, I'd like to have a farm, which I would, then go tend to the field and then go, you know what, I would very much like to put on my suit today and go for dinner somewhere I fancy. It doesn't really mesh.
Right.
It doesn't really mesh.
I see what you're saying.
That's the problem.
Well, you know, you should step outside the box and make it work.
Don't be scared to be abnormal and drink that.
Have you fucking met me?
And drink that tip milk.
Hey, let me tell you something. You know, out of the three of us, there was one person who was going to make a fucking cappuccino from that tip milk. It'd be Chris.
Tip milk.
This guy right here.
Just think about how much is involved in getting a fucking glass of milk.
You need a cow.
Not just that, but you have to feed the cow a certain diet to make sure it produces more milk.
Yeah. Is it true that they don't kill milk cows for meat?
No, so when they're breeding for dairy cows, so anybody, any kind of cow that goes on to give milk for cheese or anything like that, there is this is why veal is so cheap, or why veal is such a controversial topic, is because if
veal is cheap,
veal cheaper, and why it's controversial, is because essentially veal was never really was never really a specific genre of meat, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was never somebody, well, rare anyway.
For those that of you somebody, don't know, that veal don't is, know. Is
suckling
like,
male cow.
Yeah, like babies. Yeah.
So, that was never something they did, because why would you go through that effort of having the cow just to kill it prematurely, it can, yeah. right? So, veal is actually a byproduct of the dairy industry. Because when they're breeding for dairy cows, you get some males along the way. And the males in that industry, because they're bred for to give milk, are useless to them because they're not particularly heavy. They're not going to be heavy cows. So heavy meat set cows. Mm-hmm. So because they're already suckling, that's when they dispatch of them. That's why you see veal. Otherwise you don't.
So and
that's
why it's essentially a male cow that was bred for dairy.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless I have that mistaken, somebody feel free to write in, but that's my understanding.
So that makes sense though.
Right. Right. So that's why it exists. Otherwise, really, it's not, it's very rare that the industry ever set up
to. It makes sense for them to kill a cow prematurely when it,
Right. But if you know that cow has no, it's not, look, unfortunately, farming, what it comes down to is also economics. Like I said, you're not farming for yourself. It's a different story. If this cow was going to only give you this much money, its max value at its, whatever, let's say,
no sense
5 months
it.
Old.
Yeah.
There's no sense in keeping it because after a while it just costs you money to keep it alive.
Right.
Right?
It's a business.
It is a business, unfortunately. Food is a big business.
It's like trading a player.
Right.
Who's in your prime.
And when you have a section of the market that's not willing to pay more, they're looking for the bottom price all the time, you can't afford to do that. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, everybody.
I do get it.
Oh, God. But what's new with you guys? Aren't all the sports back soon? Soccer's been back for a month. I've been very happy.
Really? Hockey starts preseason next week.
It always starts too late for me, man, hockey.
Too late?
Yeah.
Preseason starts next week.
And it started always September for me.
The actual season starts not until October.
Because the fact that you're playing the finals in June is fucked up. See, I shit myself.
Ball hasn't started yet.
What about with the basketball?
It hasn't started yet. It's still.
When do they start?
It's just like 2 weeks after, no?
Yeah, they're starting earlier this year, so that there's less back to backs.
I'm interested to see how things are going to work with 31 teams now that Vegas has a team. In the state.
Oh yeah, so what have they decided to do?
I haven't looked into the actual division breakdown yet, but. I don't know how.
Why did they put a team? That's That's like putting a soccer team in fucking Alaska.
Remember that thing you said about cows and how they make money?
No, but who the fuck's gonna go? How's it gonna be profitable? Las Vegas is not the city for that.
Don't ask me. I'm not the guy who put it there.
Like
it's like putting a team in Phoenix.
Like in all honesty,
they did.
Why they don't put another one in Toronto? I don't know.
Because the Leafs have such a fucking chokehold on this goddamn city. That's why.
Is it really that big of a following for the Leafs though? Is it really?
Yes,
it is.
At least have because
I'm so
shit.
I'm so devoid.
They actually have the fifth. I think it was what I read this morning. Fifth best odds to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, let's ignoring that.
You say fifth best. You mean like they're the worst? So that if you put money on them, you could possibly win most.
No.
No, he's saying
But
like
that's what I read this morning on in the newspaper.
Wow. The Leafs have been shit for so long.
I will.
Prior to this.
Yeah.
Good season.
Well, it hasn't happened yet, so they say shit like that all the time.
That's also
it's going to be a good year.
If they win the Stanley Cup, I will say it on this program, I will drink a cup of titty milk.
Okay, we're going to make it happen. I hope they fucking win it. We're going to find a tit.
Oh boy, that's the hardest
like
part.
Not just a
tit, you got to find a lactate. You know what you have to follow? You have to find a follow crying child.
Yeah.
Crying child leaf. You got to find... There's not even a point in making the fucking
record. Yeah, not even a point.
Fucking watch it.
No.
Fucking.
So this weekend actually, or this past weekend, we went fishing. My dad and I.
Yeah, I saw your story.
So
did he enjoy the canoe?
We didn't take
the kayak. What's the difference?
Kayak is one seating.
Yeah, and
did we go through this?
Yeah, maybe.
Probably.
You actually can't.
I saw the sale. The store the other day.
You've never seen the
store? No. I'd never seen it.
What store?
The other day I was with somebody and it was
what
like,
store?
Oh shit, that's where he bought the fucking kayak.
What store?
Sale, the outdoor store.
Yeah. Don't know what that is.
It's Canadian
owned. It's right off of Canadian owned. It's right off the thing. Right
where is it?
Weston and Seven.
From the big
where is it?
Essentially.
What else do they have?
It's Weston and Seven? Yeah.
Closer to Burger Priest, Five Guys, or Holy Chuck.
Jesus, fuck.
It's across the street from
Colossus, basically.
Yeah.
So closer to Hero Burger, then.
I don't... It's across the street from the giant UFO.
But there's two streets. On the north side, on the west side.
Anyways.
So you went fishing.
So we went fishing, my dad and I, and now is the season for salmon.
How long did it take before you two started arguing?
We didn't.
Oh, fuck. We made that would argue within...
Well, so now is the season for salmon. So we went last weekend, and we didn't have the right setup because we were just using our regular rigs. But
ooh, rigs!
But
this is a white man.
The following week we went, and I was like, okay, oh, we gotta be more funny. Prepared. So
more prepared this time.
So I brought my waders.
So what kind of rig are you? Is deep necessary?
Can he finish?
Typically what's used is a floating rig. So you have a bobber and you have
a what?
You also bring a bob. You have a float. You have a float and then it basically.
I wanted to buy a Chevy, but they only had a Ford. Sorry, go ahead.
Basically, you use a float and you use.
All other types of trucks are also welcome on this program.
And it allows you to identify where it is and it keeps it above the water.
Isn't that cheating?
No.
Do you want to catch the fish or not, fam? What's wrong with you?
There are very strict rules. Like at this time of year, they're all running up the stream.
You know what? All hunters say that, and fishermen.
What?
But I never see a constable walking around.
It's true. I've never seen anybody... Actually, one time.
Everybody always says this, but I always just feel like you could bring a machine gun because there's nobody ever around.
Like, for example, for fishing for salmon, you can't use... Although all of them are just running, trying to get up the river,
yeah.
You can't go there with a net and just swoop them with the net.
Why?
As easy as it would be.
Why? I am human. I get to use what I want.
It's just against the rules.
You're using fishing rod. It's still technology.
It's just not allowed.
Wait, hold on. Would I be allowed... Let's say that I had the technique... Would I be allowed to go there with
no
equipment and just stick my fucking hand out?
Yeah. Why not? That's pure.
That's pure.
That's pure man against beast.
Exactly. Man against beast. That's the great.
Do you think 1,000 years ago when it was just natives and they were swimming up, they go, oh, I can't use my net. I gotta go get my waders.
Sorry, it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday the 3rd of September. I have to wait till tomorrow at 12.
But back to the waders. So I was like, okay, fuck. I gotta bring these. So that I can get in the actual river, and because the river's like 2 feet deep, and they're just going up the stream.
But what the fuck? Just fucking put your hood in there. Put your hat in there.
You're not allowed. And they're like 35 pounds, they're huge. That would be a good dinner.
I'm going to rephrase. Who is gonna catch you?
But it's kind of like self-policing.
Yeah.
So if I go there.
And when we went last week, there was like 50 people along the river.
Somebody's gonna snitch.
So has anybody caught anything?
Yeah, there was a lot of people who were catching stuff.
So if I go there with the Sigurd Sam Gruesome, I'm just using this as a gruesome.
Sigurd Sam Gruesome.
At the time. If this sounds gruesome.
Oh, I'm sorry, you said.
But let's say I just take a hammer and I swing in a windmill fashion and just take out whatever fish the hammer hits while entering the water. This is also not allowed.
No.
That's how that ended. I'm not allowed to do this.
So if I go in with my waders and just start kicking about,
it's also,
to see if I can knock a fish out of the water.
And also, you also have to, if you're using, which you should be, your fishing rod, you have to hook it in its mouth. If you hook it anywhere else, it's technically not a fair catch.
Okay, so hang on. So after you've gouged this thing in any other part besides its mouth, you then have to release it.
Yeah, you can't.
So what if I, let's just do another hypothetical. Forget the hammer for a second. If my hook catches the salmon on somewhere else or something, let's perhaps say it's gills. Or as the French would say, it's gilles.
Gilles. Isn't that ice?
And it's gilles. Let's just say hair cuts on his gilles, which is not allowed. But I have now ripped through.
It's breathing apparatus.
Okay, I put it back. It maybe goes 6 inches and then falls to the sea floor. That's what I have to do. And then I cannot go in there and just pick it up with my hands.
Well, then for yourself,
that's a yes or no question.
In that situation, I think if the fish is going to die, then you can keep it. Because it's already going to die.
It's going to die someday.
Well, if it's going to die because you because of your intervention.
Can you just imagine me with my fishing rod on the side and my hammer?
Excuse me. This fish is going to die anyway.
Sorry. I brought some tools. I brought some rigs with me.
So you'd love it, though, because after they spawn, they die. So there's essentially going to be, at the end of the season, fish everywhere.
So hang on. At the end of the season, you're telling me it's ejaculation death.
Yeah.
Death by ejaculation.
Yeah. Essentially.
So why don't you just go to where they're ejaculating and just wait till they fucking ejaculate?
Because in a lot of the places, like, they have, like, that is a restricted zone for fishing.
Why?
Because they're spawning.
But they're dead. They're on the sea. It's 2 inches, it's 2 feet deep.
And then who wants to keep a dead fish? You see a fish floating, you're like, oh, that's dinner.
Sorry. Yeah. Who wants to keep a dead fish? Maybe the people who put them on pieces of wood and then put them above their mantle.
Yeah, but...
But that takes away from the thrill of the hunt.
Yeah, I love people with thrill of the hunt. I have some special fucking x-ray gun that shows me where they are from 80 miles away, and I just hit this button, and it shoots it right in the middle of the face.
Even with that equipment, it's not as easy as it seems.
I don't fish once.
I know, my friends,
I lost many worms.
But my good friends, they have a piece of land, and they go up hunting. But I do have to give them more credit, because they do tend to do it with a bow and arrow.
Which is cool. Yeah, I'd like to.
Right, so they do. There is a bit more... a game in it, like, not game is the wrong word, but sportsmanship, for lack of a better word.
Right.
But the funny thing is, sometimes they go up there and they sit after preparing the tree stand and they don't get anything.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my aunt, who lives at Steeles in Islington, can't fucking get rid of them because they keep eating her flowers. Yeah. But you see, but for them they do more because they just enjoy being in nature.
Right.
I think the kill is secondary for them. After? Yeah, yeah, no, they... No.
Well, yeah, a lot of them who kill it will eat.
Right? But you see, but for them it's more of that's their meditation, that's their relaxation.
Right.
Right? Like we all have our hobbies like that, right?
So the waders that I was using.
Oh yeah, sorry, back to the waders.
Because, so my mom has a habit of...
You were using your mom's waders.
No, but my mom has a habit of taking things from other people if they offer it, like they don't want it, and she'll keep it.
Oh, hang on.
Like she hoards a bunch of shit.
No, I don't have that problem.
Yeah, so that's what I thought you'd relate to this story.
Yeah.
So, it came to be that my grandmother's neighbor was throwing out these waders, okay? So because, my grandmother saw...
Because their backyard lake had dried up.
And my grandmother is just like my mom, I guess that's where my mom gets it from. She saw and she's like, okay.
I was going to say something.
Okay, we'll take these waders. My grandson likes to go fishing. He could use.
Sorry, your grandson likes to go fishing.
No, me.
He's cosplaying as his grandma right now.
Cosplaying.
So she takes these waders, and I forgot that we had them. A couple weeks ago, we went, as I mentioned, and I saw that it'd be beneficial to have waders. And then my dad was like, "Oh fuck, your grandmother took those waders from that neighbor. We should use them." So I was like, oh, okay.
So you each put a leg in.
One left, so one right. I use the waders and he just fished from the shore.
Like some yeah, kind of, just fucking...
Like some weird, like, three-legged fishing.
Come on, Todd, get your trip this way, you fuck.
And then, so I put these waders on and I step in and it's fine for like the first 3 seconds.
And then there's a big hole.
There's a fucking hole in them. So both my fucking feet were essentially soaked.
Waders with a D.
Yeah,
hearing waiters, which is why it kept being funny to me. Sorry, go.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah. My grandmother smuggled a waiter that was fucking sitting in the garage for 2 years.
And then they used his pants.
Which is why I made the joke about Todd and his tips. Never mind. Oh. Carry on.
See, this is the hard fact that we realize that sometimes garbage is just garbage.
Yeah,
but wait. Is it garbage or recycling?
See, that's the thing.
And then I went to the store.
They're plastic. There we go.
After I'd realized that those were... They had ripped.
You're like, do you have a patch for these waiters?
Fuck, I should have asked for a patch.
I'm sure you should have put a patch from a tire.
They're like $150.
Yeah, waiters or the patches?
Waiters.
So, but where was the... But how did this... Did you ask where this hole came from? Or what was this... What was... why that happened? Why there was a hole?
Well, I examined them afterward.
Right.
Yeah, and you're like, fuck, there is a hole.
And I saw
they're entirely rubber. The
newer ones are neoprene, so they're nicer and more expensive.
Oh god, and they smell.
They probably do when they're wet. It's like a fucking surfing suit, you know?
Oh yeah, dude, totally, yeah. Gnarly, man.
Yeah, yeah. Huh, man. Like, totally, I wear it.
Surfing suit, dude.
Yeah. So
the ones were rubber.
It's made from neoprene, not rubber anymore. It's like fantastic.
It's not and surfing, you fucking idiot.
The way that the rubber, it got hard as I guess because it didn't dry up properly. So
it got what?
It got stiff, and they were folded to fit in a box. So where it got stiff, it kind of like.
Ah, yeah, you can no longer fold them.
Yeah.
That's like. So yesterday I went to get a burrito.
Okay, it's just like that.
And I ended up getting two. No, it's like this. So you know how they fold it so nicely and they put it in the bag?
Yeah.
So I got two because I'm like, I'll have one now and one later and then the other half I'll have for lunch tomorrow. So I hadn't eaten anything all day, so I was starving.
So you ate both?
No, so I had the first one and I'm sitting there and I misjudged where I sat. So I sat, there was only two tables. So myself and another table of six, a family, right? And I sat with them, like, being able to see full view of me, like, as if I was eating on show. They saw me eat the first one, which is kind of weird. Then the second one I unwrapped, and I'm like, I'm going to eat it now, because I'm kind of hungry. And then I saw them all looking, like, well, if this fucker's going for number two here.
And then you felt the shame.
And then I'm like, you know what, maybe I shouldn't, I'll eat that home.
So what did you do, you wrapped it up?
I tried to rewrap it, but it didn't go in the bag the same.
You
didn't go in
profesh.
The bag the same. Didn't go not
you're
go in
not
the
a profesh,
the same.
That's why you go there to have them wrap it for you.
Sorry, how many Supreme Fries did you get?
Remember that time you fucking spilled my Supreme Fries?
That was funny.
But I don't even know how I did that. That was like some weird, like,
no.
Like catapult with the fucking napkin.
Because you tried, instead of moving the fucking fries
okay,
from
underneath. But hang on, you're telling me that you've never at home, the napkins have been under something, you just pulled out a napkin?
I have.
I wasn't expecting to pull out a napkin and the whole fucking Supreme Fries to go flying.
The whole Supreme Fries.
I think we can name them fully.
The thing is with Supreme Fries, and also any kind of shawarma fries, is that they never layer the sauce enough for me.
Yeah,
they should do layer fries, sauce, layer fries, sauce.
Yeah,
it's just true. On top. It's like when you go somewhere and you get nachos. It's just the top layer of nachos. Yeah. I'll be you go fuck yourself. Don't give me the bottom nachos. Just give me fucking what I came here for. Nobody goes there and goes, ooh, these actual tortilla chips are delicious. No.
Tortilla.
No, they don't go, nobody goes there for the fucking tortilla chips. We want what's on top. Fuck you and your empty chips.
Have you ever had a shawarma pizza?
No, you've not mentioned this three times to me. I think you're dying for me to go.
Have I?
But I, yeah. From this place on Wilson here.
Yeah.
Sorry, on Dufferin rather.
Yeah.
I just think that guy saw, here's this gullible white boy. And I gotta get rid of this slice of pizza.
No, but he was
and
like
this little bit of shawarma.
He gave us like a card, and he's like, "Yeah, call me in like 20 minutes in advance, and I'll make you your own shawarma pizza for you, no problem."
Okay, sorry, this guy was from Newfoundland. Because that's nothing against you from Newfoundland. If you're listening, I love you guys. I love your salmon. I love your potatoes, but they're not famous for their shawarma.
I don't think they're famous for the potato either. Isn't
yeah,
that
Newfoundland?
Isn't that
no, but they also grow potatoes in Newfoundland.
I don't know much about Newfoundland.
Yeah. I don't know much about anything.
So, hang on a second.
No,
so, let's go through this. So it's chicken shawarma?
Yeah.
But visibly chicken, or he just says it's chicken?
What shawarma is so visibly
what?
Chicken?
What? What?
What?
Sorry, because I know what chicken looks like.
When you go to any shawarma place and you see the fucking mound of what looks like meat on
yeah,
the
do you know why?
Rotating.
It's because I cook chicken thighs, so I know what they look like.
Yeah, it's boneless chicken thighs, that's what it is, right?
Yeah, well, thank God it's boneless, otherwise you'll be there cutting for a long time. Fucking guy.
I know, right? Get all
so,
over this guy.
Explain. So he puts the chicken on the pizza.
And then
so
you eat the pizza.
What's interesting, though...
Does he put sauce?
It's a standard pizza, because you can go there and
when you say standard, is that what you order, a standard pizza?
Yeah, not an automatic.
It's like a regular pizza, like you can get a pepperoni pizza, you can get a meat lover's pizza.
So it's any kind of pizza
any kind of pizza.
Okay.
And then he adds the shawarma on top.
Okay, now, but what goes on top of the shawarma? Do you get that tabbouleh?
Yeah, what's tabbouleh?
The parsley salad. Parsley, tomato.
No, you get the
so
white sauce.
Tabbouleh. So the white sauce?
Yeah.
So the cum sauce?
The cum sauce.
Okay. The cum on the pizza shawarma sauce.
And what else comes in shawarma?
The tabbouleh, I just told you!
Yeah, but that's it. We already established that there's no
lettuce,
tabbouleh.
Tomato?
No.
Turnips?
No, it's just chicken and the fucking sauce.
Then it's not everything that comes on a shawarma, it's just a shawarma. You get any hummus? You get any hummus?
That place that we...
Do you get any tahini?
Chris took us to
you
a shawarma place.
You get any tahini?
Isn't that the white shit?
That's the white shit beside the tzatziki. You get any tzatziki?
I think it's beside it. In every shop they have
it's always beside it. That's how you know what it is.
Chris took us to the shawarma place.
Who's to us? I was not included.
You were not included. That's
yeah, you were not there.
Yeah, thank God.
Thank the Lord you weren't.
Why not? I've been going.
It was the strangest place. The guy working there was the strangest man.
Where was it? What was the vague area?
No, it's just.
It was across the street from.
From a store.
It was across the street from York.
Oh, okay.
So you know, have you been there?
I think I know. Is that where the book place is?
Sure.
No. Like on Kiel.
Yeah. Isn't that where they use book places?
I like that you started wanting to be vague and now you're being specific as fuck.
Is it 4832 Kiel? Imagine I just guessed, right. Okay, so yeah, you went there. You but why was he, that's not his usual realm.
I don't know, he's been there before, he says it's cheap. So we went there.
I've been there before, let me drive out of the way.
The guy place. Working there was the most passive-aggressive person that I've ever met
4832?
Yeah, could you imagine? Kiel, that's probably nowhere even close. It's probably,
shit, it's actually pretty
is it?
Close.
So go ahead.
He was just the most passive aggressive guy I've ever met.
Yeah, what did he say? He's like, do you want chicken on that?
Wait, look how close he was.
Let me see. Let me see.
That was actually pretty spot on. Well done. Good guess.
That's like...
Okay, how long does it take you to look at a map? Jeez.
Down the street.
Holy fuck, I got close.
Well, good, well done.
Go ahead.
No, I didn't even remember what he said, but we get there, all we hear is this.
Like, that was going ham.
So Chris, hang on, you had a good experience of this before, you're like, let's go here. Okay.
All we hear is that when we walk in. This guy long? Was, for like 2 minutes, this guy was literally just smashing up the chicken on his fucking grill. And then we're waiting in line for him to take us our order. And then he's like, whenever you're ready, just ring the bell like this. And
so he rang the bell.
And he rang the bell. And then we're like, oh, okay. So then we ended up didn't ring the bell because he was just there. And we're like, okay, we're ready to order.
Yeah. So you actually did not even use the system.
No,
yet.
We didn't.
And then there was actually a customer in front of us. And they were talking. And then he said something. And he's like, what did you say? And then he told him again what he actually said. And he's like, oh, I thought you said this. And I was like,
was it not even close?
It wasn't even close, but it was irrelevant. And he was
like, I like apple pies, and he's like, I hope Amy Schumer dies. Is that what he thought?
No, that's actually close. So it kind of sounds the same.
No, it is. I like Amy Schumer. She makes me laugh.
Yeah, she really
makes me chuckles. Go ahead.
And then I go up to order, and he goes, what's your name for the order? And I said, Michael. And he goes, oh, I like that name. And I was like, what? It was like the most fucking common name ever in the world.
Did he fucking slip you a picture of his dick as well? That was the way he made it sound.
And then he took my order or whatever, and then...
What did you order?
I ordered a chicken... It was a mistake. I should have just got a sandwich, but I got an actual dinner.
Ooh.
So it came with rice, and it came with a salad, and it came with chicken shawarma.
Hefty helping. Hefty.
The hefty boy.
So whatever. I was the... So
what did I think you ordered first?
Probably.
Or I, whatever.
So somebody had to order first, just how it goes.
But then another friend of ours ordered third.
Oh, so I was really not invited to this.
Yeah,
that's fact.
Yeah, and that's then,
facts. I'm not gonna deny it.
So I got up to get my food, cause it came before my friends.
So then you ordered first.
No, he ordered second.
Chris ordered first, I ordered
second. I always wait, that's the thing, cause I always wait, so that's how I know.
So bang on, so how did your food come first if you waited?
His fruit came first, but he waited for everybody else to get
their
food.
Oh, you mean you waited to eat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry, I didn't get it.
So I went to get my food.
I don't know why you do. You see the shit they say about you.
I know.
When we go, the three of us, for dinner. Go ahead.
So I went to get my food, and I opened it up, and I was like, holy fuck.
Oh, we just killed an eagle in there. That's what an eagle sounds like when they die. Go. Sorry, so go ahead.
And I was just like, shocked at how the presentation looked. So my friend
was it
no, so like, okay,
bad
so
chaos.
So like, he had rice. He had rice and chicken.
Yeah,
and then
you get the potatoes.
There's a salad in there, no?
But there was
a potatoes. So the salad came in a separate box by itself.
Oh, I hate that. That was fine.
It was a good helping of salad. No. However, there was no dressing at all.
See, that's the thing.
It was just lettuce, was just oregano.
Ooh.
And feta cheese that didn't taste like feta cheese and
all. What did it taste like? Feta shit.
Yeah.
Feta like shit.
2 liters of solid shit. There you go.
Look out in your garbage, boss. My shit's waiting for you.
However, the shawarma actually tasted pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, but that's because they have spices.
Like, the shawarma and the rice tasted pretty good. However, the presentation just threw me back. I opened it up
And so the rice was at the bottom, and then the chicken was on top, and then it was just sauce. The whole thing was sauce everywhere. You couldn't see anything else.
That guy would have made me happy.
Yeah, you would have probably liked it. I don't know. But I opened because it up, for me, and it was sauce everywhere. You didn't see anything else. It was just sauce.
He said, where's my food?
It was just sauce.
Did he hear you?
We like, and then my friend saw it. He's like, "Oh God, I gotta stand up there so that she doesn't put all this fucking sauce." <on the thing." laughs> And he was too late, and she got all the sauce.
See, for me though, I have to say that would make me happy only because I find they never put enough sauce. The place that does is the place, you know, I normally go to up on, up on the hill.
Yeah,
up on the hill.
Oh yes, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Where Jack and Jill are. By the way.
No, Jack and Jill fell down the hill, don't you remember, you stupid idiot? I say hi to them on the way up, and I say bye to them on the way down. What the fuck's wrong with you?
But to get to
fucking
the
guy, this guy.
But to fall down the hill, they must
this
be at
guy.
The top at some point.
Huh?
To fall down the hill, they must be at the top at some point.
Yeah, but the nursery rhyme ends with them on the bottom.
Yeah, so.
So, are you telling me that I'm learning the nursery rhyme as they're ascending? I'm literally there while its composition is happening.
No.
He's the third party of the story.
I'm actually the one writing it.
There was a witness, and that was he.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, but anyways, so you should probably get that checked. That'll.
What is it? 4-4-8-2-3
Yeah.
Definitely gave me some diarrhea after that. It's like just sauce.
But was it? See, but they always say shawarma sauce, and then they say tzatziki. But I'm never sure the difference.
I just say yes. I don't ask questions.
You just a little bit of spicy. Sometimes I'm like, wow.
I gave it a lot of spicy actually.
Sometimes like a little bit of spice.
Not a lot, but it was medium spice.
So was the spice under the shawarma sauce or on top?
So, I opened it up and it was
That's actually just a yes or no question. There's no...
I opened it up and it was just white either. With like red shit on it.
So oh, so it was, like a, Jackson Pollock in shawarma form.
Yeah. I don't know why I understand that reference, but I did. In a huge...
Well done.
Oh, but
anyway, this was supposed to be short, right? So I should end it at an hour 11.
Yeah, we went over time here, boys.
Yeah, we went over time. Usually we go much longer, but you know. We're not dares.
Not dares?
We're not dares.
We're truths.
No, we're not there. Like, theirs, but we're not dares yet. We're not dares yet.
Homie.
You know, I hate to say it, but I'm evolving with culture.
Oh, you guys I can tell by this...
This get-up.
What's wrong with my get-up?
It's just not evolving.
You don't like my socks? What about my green watch trousers? You don't like my green watch trousers?
Whose?
My green watch. Actually, not a green watch. Black watch. What the fuck am I saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
Black watch, I believe... Look it up for me. It's black watch.
Fucking hell.
I believe they are the tartan colors tartan? Of a specific Scottish
tartan is
tribe
the name of
or
the
military. Black watch. Yeah, that's what it is. Black watch. They were a specific unit, I believe, in the English army like 200 years ago. And this was their plan.
Yes, they fought against the Starks and the Lannisters.
A unit...
Right.
I've been watching Thrones a lot, so that's why I said
that. Oh, fuck, I've been watching my toilet too. Stop it, man. Get your wood away from me. Fucking hell. That's a black watch.
Maybe you all the things you know.
That's what you learn when you're not going out for a shawarma with people, you know? Just fucking...
Do you want to know what I know today? Today,
what'd
I
you learn today?
I now know how to punish Law's crouching four with a full punish using Gigas' Well Standing 3.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Sorry, is this Mortal Kombat?
No, this is actually Tekken.
What?
Tekken.
Is that a new sect of religion?
No, it's Tekken, which is the fighting game.
That's the fighting
seventh.
Game.
It's the seventh in the series of Tekken.
How can I never?
I don't think you're missing much, man.
You're not missing much if you don't like.
So what happened in Tekken's 1-6?
The same things.
Oh boy.
That happened in 7.
No,
with better graphics.
Actually, well, that's good. That's true too. But if you're asking about the story,
is that like every Fast and Furious movie? No,
at one point,
I actually quite like
Fast and Furious
movie.
Actually, I like
Fast and Furious.
At one point, someone's child gets thrown into a volcano. He then dies.
So just typical.
He doesn't die because his devil genes keep him alive.
Well,
then at another point, man, I'm not going to explain any of it.
But hang on, what about somebody went in the volcano with true religion genes? They would die.
They would die.
So devil genes, no.
No.
But true religion genes.
The devil gene kept him alive. Then at another point,
good question.
The old man got strapped onto a rocket ship and sent into space.
So there's only one old man?
There was many old men, but that's
okay.
One of the men.
So if you're an old man, you go to space.
One rocket ship?
No, for this particular thing, there was only the one rocket ship.
You can only make one at a time. That's just a known fact.
Exactly.
No.
The old man.
Ask NASA.
The old man's,
Hey, NASA?
Oh, yeah.
NASA's based in Ireland right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's also a prepubescent boy.
Yeah. Celsius run by one really smart 9-year-old. Mickey Mouse, actually.
Then at another point, the old man's company gets run by his pet bear because he's somewhere else.
Sorry, so this is genuine.
This is, I'm not, why would I lie to you? These are plot points in the story of Tekken.
So far you haven't said a plot point, you just said the characters.
I'm giving you plot points.
Okay, so Volcano Baby. Old Man Rocket Testicles.
Old Man Rocket, no testicles, just Old Man Rocket.
He has
testicles, but they're not relevant to the plot. I assume he has testicles. That's a good point. I actually don't know if he has testicles.
Are they helping or hindering with the aerodynamics?
I'm not sure.
I'd imagine they'd be hindering.
Just some big old tag balls. Anyway, go ahead.
But it's
actually quite cold up there. They'd be sucked up tight.
Yeah, playing fighting games is a lot like fishing because it's a lot of waiting.
High five for the pun.
I don't know.
Do you also get wet?
Ooh, it depends. If it's a good punish, I get very wet.
Oh, like that's when you see like the cover of Tomb Raider or Lara Croft, sorry.
Mm.
And it's like this is just meant for some kid to whack off in between while he's waiting his game to load.
Right, that's what the point of that was. But yeah. I don't know. Tekken's a good time. I've been having fun with that.
For Tekken.
Fighting games is a lot.
Would you recommend it?
I know. Because okay. I don't think you like fighting games.
What's the name of that Japanese game I like so much?
Tokyo Jungle!
Yeah.
That one is fucking lit. Tokyo Jungle is a strong recommendation for anybody.
I can see if I can find it on some other platform.
Well, I mean, if you could.
Or if I can see if I jailbreak it somehow.
Yeah, you could probably get it.
Because that game is. The premise. That game should have. That there should be 7 of those.
There should be. I'd be okay with that.
Have you played this game, Michael?
No, I haven't.
We played it one morning before work.
It was a good
time. In front of his mother, and I was just shocked. This is my face all.
Yeah. It was a good time.
How did I even get to your house early that morning? Somebody drove me out?
Probably, yeah. Unless you walked. I'm not going
to. Then I would have to leave really early. Fuck, I'm so glad that summer was over. That fucking summer was shitty.
That was the summer of discontent.
Fuck.
Two. Electric
blue. I know. Anyway, guys. Thank you everyone for listening to the 1.2 podcast. As always, on behalf of Michael and Chris, thank you for listening. Have yourself
a frivolous Friday.
Always tip your waiters and remember that you can't punish all those with your while standing four.
True, but if you do tip your waiters, you're gonna get some water inside. Whoa!
With that, we leave you.
Bye bye.